I want to summarize the main points from yesterday, just to keep things very clear, so that we know what's going on when we expand on it a little bit today. Today, there's some very halacha l'maaseh ramifications to what we're going to say today. This is one of my all-time favorite chumras that I think actually is not such a big chumra, but it works out very nicely in the lumdus. So I want to make sure everything's nice and clear before we bring it out. Yesterday we talked about the concept of Kiddush Makom Seudah, and specifically why one would have Kiddush Makom Seudah, and the standard Chakira that everybody makes based on the two Lashonos in the Rashbam. So again, we had the first source in the Rashbam for Kiddush Makom Seudah was what? The Drasha of the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, right? The Makom Kriya Sham Tehei Oneg. If you want to... So the Makom Kriya Sham Tehei Oneg, that in the place where you call the Shabbos, meaning in the place of Kiddush, that's where we have Oneg Shabbos. So we wanted to suggest, and this is the standard suggestion, that there the Kiddush is sort of the way we are kovei our Oneg Shabbos. That the Kiddush is sort of the beginning of the Seuda, and thus we want to be kovei the Seuda as a Seudas Shabbos, and the Kiddush is sort of the introduction to everything. That was possibility number one. Possibility number two was the second source in the Rashbam, which was just a Svara. What's the Svara? Anybody remember what the actual Svara was? It's you can look it up. But so the Svara of the Rashbam was once their kovea Kiddush al Yayin. So Mistama, they meant Yayin Shebetoch HaSuda. They don't mean just like Stam drink a cup of wine. That's okay, but it's much better if the Yayin that you're going to drink has a little bit more to it. It should be the Yayin that you're going to drink as the introduction to the Seudas Shabbos. So the lamdish way to speak it out is Kiddush Makom Seudah, is that the Seudah is an enhancement to the Kiddush, or that the Kiddush is the enhancement to the Seudah, right? So that Kiddush, the second svar in the Rashbam, is that the Kiddush should be beefed up a little bit. We don't just want to say some words. So the Chachamim already beefed it up, number one, assuming like the Rov Deis that Kiddush Al Yayin is the Rabbanah, right? We did quote real Rishonim who say that Kiddush Al Yayin is the Raisa, but assuming like the Rambam and the Rov Aposkim that Kiddush Al Yayin is the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah didn't just stop there. They also said it's not enough to make Kiddush on a cup of wine. You even have to eat something after you're done with the Kiddush because we wanted to beef it up a little bit more and give it a little more chashivas. So the Seudah is there to enhance the Kiddush. Whereas, according to the first way, and that's the way that's quoted in the Tosfos and the Rush, that's as the source for Kiddush Makom Seudah. So we said that the real thing is the Seudah, and the Kiddush is the introduction to the Seudah. And the Chacham said, listen, there's a mitzvah, the rice of Kiddush, and we want to take that Kiddush and we want to use it to be koveh the entire Seudah Shabbos as a special Shabbos meal. And thus, we have to have a real Seudah where we yotzei the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos after we make Kiddush. So we went through some of the nafkaminas between these two possibilities. One I didn't give you yesterday, it's quoted in some of the Achronim, I think in the Mekorei Kodesh, Ritui Pesach Franks. He says, let's say a person is fasting a Tainus Chalom. Are you allowed to fast on Shabbos, guys? So, it's a trick question. You're correct. You are not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but you're also allowed to fast on Shabbos, right? The only time you're allowed to fast on Shabbos is Tainus Chalom. So, a person has a horrible dream, and he's makabel tainus, that he's going to fast to try to eradicate the bad dream. And the poskim say, and the Gemara already says this, that you're allowed to fast on Shabbos because that Shabbos, it would be worse if you ate. As you're eating, you're just feeling the horrible dream coming to fruition, and it would cause you more agmas nefesh to eat on Shabbos than it would to fast on Shabbos. So the fast on Shabbos is oneg hulo. So the Gemara says, but how do you fix the problem? Because you just fasted on Shabbos, so you have to fast another day. You have to fast one more day as a kapara for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. So I don't recommend fasting on Shabbos. If you can avoid it, ask your local Orthodox rabbi if you happen to have, God forbid, a terrible dream on Shabbos, what you should do. But once happened, halacha l'maisa, whatever, I'll leave it for a different time. I ended up doing a tavas chalom on Pesach for someone in my family. It's not a very rare occurrence. But so if you fast at a tainus chalom, so how are you accomplishing owning Shabbos? By not eating. So on one end, can you be otzi kiddush malkum suda? Depends. Right? Guys, play it out for me. No, but you're not eating. Well, let's just assume that it plugs in. Everything I'm going to say plugs in one way or the other. So you got a one out of two chance. So if we say that Kiddush Malkum Suda is to enhance the Kiddush, so you should eat something when you make Kiddush, are you eating anything? Right? So you can't really be Yotze Kiddush Malkum Suda if you're not drinking the wine, if you're not having a meal. Let's say it's based on enhancing the Suda. Well, what's the reason for the Suda? Owning Shabbos. Your owning Shabbos is being accomplished by fasting. That's a bigger onik for you this Shabbos. So it's possible that you are yotze kiddush malkum suda. Obviously not really, but you're yotze the purpose of kiddush malkum suda even when you're fasting on Shabbos. Not like you're missing out. Again, this I think is Rashi based on Frank's suggestion. But okay, that's a little bit of a war. He gives a few weird nafkaminas because he's always thinking out of the box. So he thinks in the box also, so the other nafkamina, he comes up with two other strange nafkaminas. One is, let's say you eat and then you throw up, right? I don't know. Apparently, it's going around camp. I get to one of the, you know, being married to my wife, I get to find out about all the fun things that are going on in camp in terms of illnesses. So apparently there's a stomach bug going around camp. So a few people are throwing up. So let's say you eat the whole Shabbos Seuda and then you throw up. So on one hand, Shulchan Aruch says you're not Yotze Seuda Shabbos if you threw up at the end. On the other hand, so you weren't Yotze officially the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. But on the other hand, you definitely bolstered the chashivas of the Kiddush by eating a whole nice meal. So if you say that it's the introduction to the Seuda Shabbos, you might have to make another Kiddush. Let's assume the Shulchan Aruch is right, right? I hear you, Kasha, but let's assume for argument's sake that that's correct. That in the end of the day, I'll give you the easy Baal Batashe answer, right? When you eat a meal and then you throw up at the end, do you then talk about how delicious the chulent was? No, you're like, oh, I ate a whole big meal and then I threw up. So the highlight is a throw up. It's not the meal, right? So, you know, you start to... Stop to concentrate so much on the meal itself. Okay, well, nice. If you eat the whole meal and then you throw up, you weren't Yotze Onik Shabbos. You can't say Mokom Kriya Shamte Onik. On the other hand, you did B'shas Kiddush. You did enhance the quality of the Kiddush, right? So there you have this idea playing out a little bit as well. Another one, which is even a stranger nafkamina, is that the Shulchan Aruch is discussing like one of our cases at the beginning of the Perek, sort of a Poros Mapa Makati situation, where you already were pretty full by the time you made Kiddush. So there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, are you Yotze Kiddush Malkum Suda based on the fact that you were pretty full when you started? Right? So if you want to say that the Kiddush should be Chashev, so you could suggest, again, it's not Mochrach to say, but the Shulchan Aruch is discussing, maybe you could say the fact that you were full already while you were drinking the wine, so that's enough of the chashivas to the drinking of the Kiddush, in the sense that you drank it in the course of an enjoyable sitting. But on the other hand, you weren't koveya the su'uda that you previously ate based on the fact that you made Kiddush at the end. That didn't retroactively affect the entire meal. How do we retroactively affect the entire meal? According to Rav Soloveitchik's understanding of what we call Hazkara Me'ein HaMa'ora, right? So we talked about this briefly before, when we talked about other ways to be Yotzei Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho from our Salvechik Yotzei Chir, right? So what did he say? That one of the ways we fulfill Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is making Kiddush at the beginning of the meal, and the Koveya the Suda is a Suda Shabbos. But then, what do we, right? Because it's a weird din in the Gemara. It's relevant today, to Yana Dioma of Rosh Chodesh as well. Strange din in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you forget Ritzei or Yal V'Yavo in benching, do you have to repeat the benching? Any answer you give, you're going to be right. Also wrong, right? What do I mean? Depends. Wait, what does it depend on? Okay, so now this, yeah? Good, right? Did you have a Chiyuv Seudah or not? If you had a Chiyuv Seudah, so then if you forgot Ritzei Yal V'Yavo, you got to repeat the benching. If you didn't have a Chiyuv Seudah, so if you forget Ritzei or if you forget Yal V'Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh, so the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh, but nevertheless, it's not a Chiyuv. If you forget Al Nisim in benching on Chanukah, there's no Chiyuv Suda, so you don't have to repeat it. But if you forget Ritzei on Shabbos, do you have to repeat the benching? I'm purposely being difficult, right? Why? Forget the Ritzei and benching on Shabbos. So definitely Friday night you have to repeat the benching. Definitely Shabbos day you have to repeat the benching. Shalosh Shudas, try really hard not to forget Ritzei. Right, we always try hard not to forget Ritzei, but Shalosh Shudas we should try extra hard, because already getting involved in an additional suffix, because technically you might be able to be Yotzei Shalosh Shudas with Mini Targima or Peiros, or if you're a Zohar Yid, maybe even Divrei Torah, right? So then you won't have a problem. But therefore, try extra hard not to forget Ritzei in Shalosh Shudas because you're getting involved in that stuff. Mishnah Berurah, I think Paskins Halacha L'Maaseh that B'diavad you shouldn't repeat the benching, but it's worthwhile to avoid it as best as possible. So why am I bringing this up? Because so Rav Soloveitchik, I think it's in the name of Reb Chaim, he says that what's the idea over here that you have to repeat the benching if you had to eat a meal, you didn't. What does the one thing have to do with the other? What does one thing have to do with the other? So the suggestion that he gives is that part of the chiyuv of mentioning the special nature of the day is that we're supposed to eat a su'uda on Shabbos, on Yontif, right? On days that we have a chiyuv su'uda, we're supposed to eat a special su'uda l'shem that day. So how are we koveya that as a special Suda Shabbos? Well, we make Kiddush at the beginning. Right? We sing Zmiros. You say, well, is it a mitzvah to sing Zmiros? On one hand, well, so certainly if you enjoy the Zmiros, it's only Shabbos. But l'chora, you could throw that back into that whole big picture we were trying to set up before. It's more of a chiyuv of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho if you sing more Zmiros, because you're talking more about Shabbos. Right, it's a better kiyum of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So, and then at the end, when we bench, we announce that the suda we just ate was a special suda for Shabbos. So, if we had a chiyuv suda, so Mamela, we also had a chiyuv to bench and to announce in that benching as a bookend for the end of the meal from the beginning to the end that this was a suda Shabbos. And therefore, if we forgot Ritzei, we have to repeat the benching. But if you didn't have a chiyuv to eat the meal, then there also wasn't a chiyuv to announce that the meal, which wasn't a chiyuv to begin with, was a special meal in honor of Rosh Chodesh. If you do it, that's very nice. And therefore, when you bench, you should mention Rosh Chodesh. But there wasn't a chiyuv to do so. And therefore, if you forgot Yal V'Yavo and benching today, you don't have to repeat it, because there was no chiyuv to announce retroactive to the beginning of the Suda that there was a that this was l'shem Rosh Chodesh. You hear what I'm saying? So that's the way Rav Soloveitchik explains it. So just getting back to what we were talking about. So if you're making Kiddush at the beginning of the meal as a way to announce that it's a Suda Shabbos, so therefore you have to be Yotzei the mitzvah Suda Shabbos at the time, and you have to eat a real meal. So those are some of the basic nafkaminas that we had. The biggest nafkamina for us is the Shabbos Day Kiddush. Shabbos Day Kiddush, right? So in camp we have a Shabbos Day Kiddush. At home, I don't even know. Like, you ever heard the term a hot kiddush? Right? You ever wonder why such a term exists? Really? You've seen a cold kiddush in your life?
Just cookies, sure.
Cookies? All right, I'm thrilled to hear it. When I was a kid, so most kiddushes, 95% of kiddushes was a little bit of something. They had, I don't know, not that I'm interested in bringing it as a comeback, but we used to have these little gefilte fish balls with a toothpick inside. It's like that was very standard at a kiddush. Not so good, but the gefilte fish has been upgraded significantly. But Lamaisa, most kiddushes did not have any hot food at the kiddush. Now, I think you feel like you have to search far and wide to find a kiddush that's not a hot kiddush. So, like, that's the term. The term is almost a misnomer nowadays. That you shouldn't call it a hot kiddush. You call it a kiddush and a cold kiddush. But nevertheless, we eat so many kiddushes. Are we yotze? Are we yotze kiddush makam suda at such a kiddush? So, what do you think? Depends on what? So if you hold like the way we're explaining the Rashbam's first opinion, and that's the only one quoted in Tosfos and the Rush, that it's all about Onik Shabbos, you're not Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda by eating at a Kiddush. So calling it a hot Kiddush or a cold Kiddush or any kind of Kiddush is the ultimate misnomer, because you're not Yotze Kiddush. On the other hand, if you hold like we saw the Gaonim, who say you can be yotze even with a revius of yayin if you don't have any mini targima, right? You can be yotze with mizonos. So then, yeah, of course it's a kiddush. So this is the big nafkamina for us. Second of all, just point out, anybody ever been to a Friday night kiddush? Really?
Mitzvahs.
At bar mitzvahs they make a Friday night kiddush?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Yeah, like at school you have
No. I mean like a kiddush. Like, you go to shul, everybody at the end of shul, you go down into the simcha room, you make kiddush, everybody eats a little bit, then you go home. So, what? That's the question. Is that a thing? Right? So, not such a big nafkamina most days of the year, because you want to go home anyway. Right? But, when is it a big nafkamina? I think Leil Simchas Torah. Leil Simchas Torah, people want to make kiddush and have a little something to eat and drink. So that's why a lot of yeshivas nowadays, they switch the order how they do things. Yeshivas where they'll have big hakafos for like hours and hours, so they'll daven quickly a mariv on Leil Simchas Torah, then they'll eat the suuda, and then they'll have hakafos because they don't want everybody to be so hungry. But a lot of people, So in the Sefer Halicho Shlomo, they quote that Rav Shlomo Zalman, they did the regular hakafos in Kol Torah. They didn't do this breaking up idea, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they used to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, can we make kiddush already? So he said no. What was his reason? His reason was the minhag Yisrael is we don't make a kiddush on Friday night. We don't make a kiddush on Leil Yontif. That was based, as we'll see shortly, that was based on the Magen Avraham's explanation that yes, you could be Yotze Kiddush even Friday night with mizonos. But we don't do it. Okay, that was his explanation. So now we'll come to a different possible explanation. So before we get there, let's just talk halacha lemaisa a little bit. If you look on the sheets, so we already pointed out yesterday that the Beis Yosef says that everything I just said today is lav dafka. Beis Yosef says, you don't have to say, that's source number 6, I'm not going to read it inside right now. I'll give you that one line in the underlines. So he points out, so he's commenting on the Rush, on the Gaonim, who say that you can be Yotze with drinking a revius of wine, or that you can be Yotze with mizonos. So he says, you don't have to say that. Just because Tosfos and the Rush say, you got to eat pas. Pas. What does that really mean anyway in the grand scheme? No, he's saying, you love dafka. You don't have to say they mean dafka, hamotzi. Could be mizonos also. Could be barpia guffin. Right? So it's not 100% mukhrach that you have to say it. So that's for starters. So he lav dafka is the whole shir. Okay, but assuming that the shir is not lav dafka, and who says it's not lav dafka? So let's get to the Shulchan Aruch first. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like the Gaonim, because to the Beis Yosef, listen, who paskins that you can be yotze with mizonos? To the Beis Yosef, definitely the Gaonim, and maybe everybody. Because maybe Tosfos and the Rosh also hold that way. So he says, Kosva Gaonim, Hadin Kishel Makam Suda, Filo Achal Davar Muad, Oshasa Kosiai and Shechayev La Bracha, Yotze De Kish Makam Suda, but Gomer Sudas Makam Acher. So he throws in bread or wine. Really, bread or wine is better than mizonos? So Magen Avraham says you have to eat a kezias, and the Mishnah Berurah points out in source number 10 over there in Simchat and Chafei. Obviously, kol shekeinu machal mini targima. Obviously, if you had cookies, if you had mizonos, that's even better than wine, right? But so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're 100% yotze kish makam suda, add a kiddush. You know, and therefore the reason, and this is all within, I didn't give you the Magen Avraham inside for some reason, but this is all within the daya that of Magen Avraham also, that technically you could have a Friday night kiddush, because you're always yotze kiddush makom suda with mizonos. So if you really wanted to have a Friday night kiddush, you could. It's not the end of the world. Shlomo Zalman says the minig is not to, and even if you're going to be hungry or thirsty on the Simchas Torah, still you shouldn't do it. That's the minig. Fine. What about the Bir Halacha in source number 9? Quotes from the Sefer Maisarav. Maisarav is the Sefer of the Vilna Gaon. He didn't write it. His Talmidim wrote based on his on Hagos. So he says. So Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah quotes Maisarav. Af Mekidesh Hayom. Lo yimakari shel b'makom suda gemura v'lo mina targimo yai. No, you have to eat a real meal. It's not enough to eat mizonos. It's not enough to drink wine, even during the day. Meaning, whatever you assume is the reason we never make a kiddush at night. During the day, you gotta definitely be yotze a full meal. Okay. So this is the question. How do we paskin? So generally speaking, it's very clear to me that the Velt accepts the Shulchan Aruch. Nothing wrong with that. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah seem to say, Mishnah Berurah in source number 11 says, make sure you drink a real revius if you want to be somech on this daya, that you're going to be yotze with wine. It's more b'dievid. You should try to have some mizonos rather than just hamotzi. However, those who generally adhere to some of the practices of the Vilna Gaon, so they're more machmir and they'll only be yotze kiddush when they have a real seuda. So what about if you're a guy who wants to be machmir for the Vilna Gaon, but you also go to camp or you go to shul and they have kiddushes and you really it's not so geschmack to not eat anything until especially nowadays because there are so many kiddushes and because the kiddushes are so good, so people eat much later. Right? It's in my neighborhood we eat very late. I don't get it, but. I think partially it's because people have good kiddushes and they're not so interested in eating before 12 o'clock noon or whatever it is. So you want to be able to eat at the kiddush. Are you allowed to eat at the kiddush? What do you think? Well, you can't be parish men at Tzibur, I'm saying. Got to eat at the kiddush, right? Saying it's altsfrumkeit only. Right? So now, what's the svara to say that you can eat at the kiddush? So there's a fascinating comment in the Ravid. The Ravid, and this Rav Schechter quotes it. He quotes it in the Nefesh HaRav, B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, just like B'Kitzer Nimrat. He doesn't explain it at all. And he says, look in Eretz HaTzvi if you want to see the bigger explanation. So in Eretz HaTzvi, he gives a very nice explanation as to what's going on here. The Ravid is very, very upset at the Rambam. I don't know what he's so upset about. The Rambam writes in Perek Chof Tes, Halach Yid Alef, I forgot to give it to you. So he says that during the day, Halach Yud, where is it? Mitzvah L'Varach Al HaYayin B'Yom HaShabbos, Kodem SheYisod Suda Shniyah. should make a bar pre-agafen before you eat your Shabbos day meal. V'zehu anikra kiddush rabba, mevarech bar pre-agafen belvad, v'shosav achar kach yitol yodav yisod, v'asol ola adam shiyitom klum, kodem shiyikadish. And you can't eat before kiddush. Okay? It's not so crazy. Right? Not supposed to eat before kiddush, also during the day. Says the Ravid, Om Rav Ram, B'chaye Roshi. That's a Lashon Shvua. I swear by my life. Im Svara Amra, if this is just being said in Svara, the Rambam just made this up logically. Lo Savar Miyam of Svara Pchusa Mizu. Never had a lesser Svara than this. This is the worst. You know all those Hasagas I have all over the Mishnah Torah? This is the worst one. Really? This is the worst one? I don't know, the Ravid, my favorite one in the Ravid, personally, is in the Hilchos Karban Pesach. The Rambam holds that part of the din of tzli for the Karban Pesach is that you have to roast the whole Karban Pesach together, including the Get Anasha. So the Ravid says that if the Rambam is going to be alive and he's going to bring me to eat from his Karban Pesach, I'm going to throw it on the floor. I'm not going to eat it. So that's my favorite one personally. But this one's pretty good though. This is the worst svar you ever had. I'm like, worse than the one about the Karban Pesach? I don't know about that. So those who want to be Malamed Skus on the niceties of learning, so they say, ah, but you see the Ravid holds, the Rambam's gonna be there. So okay. So I think we could all agree he's probably gonna be there. The Ravid is very upset. Who says you can't eat before Kiddush on Shabbos day? Okay. So the Ravid holds you can't eat on Kiddush before Shabbos. You can't eat before Kiddush on Shabbos day. The Rambam holds you can't. So Rav Soloveitchik says, why, even according to the Shita of Tosfos, of the Rush, of the first day in the Reshbam, which then gets to become known as the Shita of the Gra, right? So why is that? Why, according to this, are you allowed to eat at the Kiddush? So he says, it's based on a Svek Sveka. He says, really, Friday night, maybe it's not just a minig that we're not like the Magen Avraham. Maybe it's not just a minig that we don't make eat at a Kiddush on Friday night. Maybe it's Meikar Adin, because really, at the very least, we're choshesh for this day, that in order to be Yotze Kishma Kamsuda, you have to have pas. You have to have a real meal. But during the day, you have an additional tziruf. During the day, you can be Yotze Kish, you're not Yotze Kish Makam Suda at the Kiddush. So, on one hand, you have the Shita Sagonim to rely on, that you're Yotze Kish Makam Suda with Mizonos, or Hagafa. On the other hand, let's say you're not Yotze. It's at least 50-50, you're not Yotze, let's say. But, it could be that there's nothing wrong with eating anyway. Because the Ravid holds, Eishlahava, of course you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. Right? So the Rambam holds you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, fine. But the Ravid holds you are. So you have a Svek Sveka. Maybe the halacha is like the Gaonim in the first place. And even if the halacha is not like the Gaonim, maybe you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. And that's why we daft to only have a Kiddush on Shabbos day and not on Friday night. It's Mikra Adin. So this is the Svara. So what comes out of this in terms of an Afkamina is, what do you do now when you show up to lunch? So a lot of the time people will say, I already made Kiddush. That's great if you hold like the Magen Avraham. That's great if you assume the reason you were allowed to eat at the Kiddush was because you were 100% Yotze Kish Makam Suda at the Kiddush. But if you hold like Tosus in the Rush on the first day in the Reshbam, maybe you weren't Yotze Kish Makam Suda. Should you really make Kiddush again at the Suuda? That's the nafkamina in both directions. On one hand, everybody would agree it's mutter to eat at the Kiddush. The other hand, if you hold like this daya, then you'd have to make Kiddush again at Shabbos lunch. If you hold like the Shita Zagon, Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to make Kiddush again at lunch. All right, we'll leave it over there. Have a great day, guys. Good Shabbos.